Think on your feet for our Fast and Curious 5K, a one-of-a-kind race hosted by WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times on Saturday, July 27th at Humboldt Park. More info and early bird registration at wbez.org/events.
This summer, Chicago opened its patio season with a win for restaurants. I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. This week, city council members unanimously voted to make outdoor dining throughout Chicago permanent. Previously, restaurant owners had to reapply to set up seating on sidewalks, an option many chose at the height of the pandemic. We're going to dig into the details of the plan to find out about the best spots to sip and snack this summer. Here to share their favorites are Marnie Short, managing editor at The Takeout, and Nick Kindlesberger, food critic for the Chicago Tribune. Marnie, city officials started the outdoor dining program a few years ago during the pandemic. This is when restaurants faced limitations on indoor dining. What did you think of the program then?
I was ecstatic. Not only was I, like everybody else, feeling a little cooped up and ready to dine outdoors safely pandemic, but also it seems like a great way for restaurants to stake their position within a neighborhood. It makes them a big part of the community because it's more visible, it's more integrated into the city streets, and I just thought that there were very few downsides involved.
Yeah. Nick, what did restaurant owners say to you about how that plan helped them and helped their business?
I mean, it was a huge lifeline during the pandemic when everything was going wrong for them. So this was just, it could not have come at a better time. It allowed them to provide food safely to people, and people really enjoyed it. And, you know, a lot of the streets were shut down, creating more pedestrian-friendly areas that worked out great for everyone, I think, unless you were trying to, you know, drive somewhere. But that's a whole other thing. But, you know, I really enjoyed it. I loved the different zones, both in the Loop and in the West Loop. But then the neighborhoods was even – it just felt like a – it was a great way to just kind of walk around and be able to try things.
Yeah. And so let's fast forward to today, Marnie. The city council has approved making this plan permanent with a few changes. So permits must be renewed annually and approved by the ward's alderperson. Mayor Johnson initially wanted to keep them out of that process, though, right?
That's right. I think that now the changes involve giving aldermen a little bit more control over the process, a true compromise solution, and just allowing there to always be that possibility on the horizon for restaurants. They don't have to choose to apply for it. The alders don't have to accept it, but it is always going to be an option on the table, whereas before that was not the case.
Yeah, like he says, they know the conditions of their neighborhoods better than anyone.
Right.
The alder people.
Right. And we all have different opinions about whether there should be these permanent outdoor spaces, but it's going to be an active conversation and an ongoing one, and that's the best you can hope for.
Yeah. Chicago's Department of Transportation is accepting permit applications now. Now, they run through the end of October, but they don't automatically renew for next year. What do you think about that decision, Nick?
We're just going to have to see how this works out, especially with the alderman privilege. That is something that, are we going to see certain neighborhoods expand it? Are we going to see some neighborhoods completely get rid of it? I'm very concerned, actually, about this portion of it.
Yeah, why?
Just because, you know, if the alderman's not, alderperson is not on board, then they can essentially shut down whatever they want. I know that was the compromise, and I'm glad it got through anyway. But I think we should take stock and see how it does this year before we say much more about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm excited to see, I'm excited that it's back on the table because it really is a positive thing for Chicago restaurants.
Another change this time around, Nick, is that restaurants will be allowed to operate in the curb lane in front of their space, which city council members say will improve the right of way on the sidewalk. Your thoughts?
Yeah, no, there's, you know, a lot of people have issues with the restaurants taking up too much of the sidewalk. So this should hopefully help out with some of those things.
I mean, it does get crowded at times.
It does get crowded.
If you're trying to just get by.
Yeah. Personally, I'm not a huge fan of just dining right by the street with all the cars going by. So I don't know how much people will get into this, but we'll have to see how it plays out. You know, it could be a great option for a restaurant that doesn't have a lot of outdoor space.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing, is it changes so much by restaurant to restaurant of how much you have. You either have way too much or not enough at all.
To me, if I'm a little too close to the curb, that's a little frightening for me. At times, I'm a little more distracted, you know, and should be focusing on the food. How do you feel about it, Marnie? What makes a good patio experience for you?
Sure. I think some restaurants have been remarkably clever in how they structure those spaces, knowing that it can feel a little inhospitable to be right by the curb or sometimes fully in the street in a parking space.
Right.
A lot of them have created welcoming spaces with vegetation, with wood structures, with little, you know, cabanas. And it's really just one more way for a restaurant to show what it is capable of and what it can add to a community.
Yeah. What are the first things that you think catch your eye about a good patio spot, Nick?
Let's see. When I'm thinking of a great patio, I tend to prefer back patios because we're sort of outside the normal area.
But hidden.
I love it when you walk into a space and it feels like you've just walked into a completely different world. It's like you walk through the door, it gets sort of dark because you're outside of the sun, and then you go back, and then there's this whole area. You know, it could usually lots of plants helps, but it could just be decoration. But, you know, it's a great way to sort of just get outside of your normal reality to go to a great back patio.
Yeah. You know, Marnie, Nick brings up a good point. How much does a covered or uncovered alfresco space, you think, impact the dining experience?
On a personal level, I am a person who needs perpetual shade. I burn quite easily. But, you know, an outdoor area, sometimes all you need is one umbrella to make all the difference. Some people like, you know, kind of baking under that sun. So the best patio spaces give you hybrid options. They have both. They have shaded areas. They have, you know, areas bursting with vegetation and some that might be as simple as a table on a parking lot.
I think for me, I always find that perfect spot around the table, you know, with my friends or family where like I'm halfway in the shade and halfway in the sun. So I get a little bit of both worlds. Fulton Market, we know, is, you know, a bustling part of town, and it's one with a lot of alfresco dining. And the area's District Improvement Association wants to hire 24-hour private security to patrol the area. This is something we recently talked about on the program. Now, this would cost $800,000 a year. I'm curious what y'all think about that move.
You know, if they think that they need to do it, I don't know how much help it will be or if it's just the act of it being done and the people being out there is what they want to show. Mm. But, you know,
do you think security walking around is going to change the vibe of things out there for folks dining?
I think it will. I don't think people love to see a lot of people walking around. I don't know if it would make
mid-meal,
like just armed guards walking around. But if people feel uncomfortable, maybe this will help. But we'll have to see once again whether it actually does help. I haven't heard that many stories of issues in the West Loop, so it doesn't seem like a pressing issue, but if they want to pay for it, I guess, then they're more than welcome to.
Yeah, it's a security company that's already patrolling in Lincoln Park, Bucktown, and soon the medical district in Streeterville. So this area, Fulton Market, this would be the largest service area they'd be patrolling. Any thoughts on seeing that around Fulton Market, Marnie?
I think the data is going to have to help tell this story. You know, we can just point to the installation of these guards and say, we did something, but, you know, it'll be interesting to tease out the tangible effects versus the perceived effects of having the increased presence.
Yeah. Well, we've got a caller who wants to join the conversation. Here is Anthony in Hinsdale. Hey, Anthony. Welcome to Reset.
Hey, what's going on? How are you?
Hey, we're doing well. Hopefully we can hear you a bit better in a sec, but I hear you've got a favorite dining spot to share with us.
Yeah, you know, there's...
Oh, Anthony, I think we might have lost you. Call back. We'll try to get you on. Step outside of wherever you're standing right now. So on that note, Nick, we're talking about outdoor dining, so I got to ask you folks, what's the best meal of the day to eat outside? Is it breakfast, lunch, or dinner?
As a pretty fair-skinned person, I'm not a huge fan of lunch because that's when it's the most severe. right. I don't have a lot of hair left, so I need the protection.
And by not a lot, you mean none?
None at all.
Yeah.
But, so I love when it gets like the magic hour at night, a nice, beautiful evening is usually the best.
So dinner time.
Dinner time. That's always great. And then I always associate breakfast outside with being on vacation. So when I can do that in the city,
that's a good point. I find
that pretty wonderful.
What do you think, Marnie?
I totally agree on both those points. And provided I have my parasol with me, what I love the most is to do a mid-afternoon drink and snack somewhere. It's like Nick said, there are certain meals of the day that just scream vacation. And if you can make them happen in Chicago, all the better.
Brunch spots? Any favorites in the city, Marnie?
Well, Cindy's is kind of undeniable as a rooftop space with one of the more incredible views. I would have to say that's definitely up near the top.
Yeah. What about you, Nick? Your go-to brunch spot in Chicago?
My go-to brunch spot. Let's see. Well, Lula Cafe. I live in Logan Square. So Lula Cafe is always a definite highlight if you can manage to squeeze your way in because of the long lines.
Yes.
But that has a beautiful outdoor patio, and that is ideal to have in the early morning.
I feel like there are so many spots that I have yet to try because every time I try, I can't get in.
Yep. Exactly.
Let's jump back to the phones. We got Dr. Gabriel in Kenwood. Hey, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. Do you want to share a good brunch spot or dinner spot?
Oh, absolutely. I am very excited to share and suggest Piccolo Sonio.
Ah.
It's in the West Loop, Halsted, Milwaukee, and Grand Avenue intersection.
Yes.
And they have this garden in the back with all these mature trees. It is so... Oh, it's like a secret garden because you're in the middle of the city and then you're surrounded by all these trees and their food is wonderful.
Yes, it sure is. I agree, Dr. Gabriel. Thank you so much for calling and sharing that. And I think our friend Anthony is back. So let's give this another shot. Hey, Anthony, welcome back.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, we can hear you. Yay. All right. What's the spot that you wanted to tell us about?
Well, there's a cool Japanese place over in the West Loop called Gaijin. It's right under the Morgan stop right on Lake. And it serves this Japanese dish called okonomiyaki, and they have a great little patio. Really cool vibe.
Nice. Thank you so much. Appreciate you calling back, Anthony. Nick, you were nodding during a lot of those recommendations, and I know that you have a whole list broken down by neighborhood, which, I mean, thank you, because I literally printed it out, and that's going to be my forever cheat sheet now. It's got all your top alfresco spots. I would just expect nothing less from you.
I'm very thorough.
What are your favorite spots on the south side?
On the south side, Nella Pizza y Pasta. So this is in Hyde Park. It's sort of a newer building, and they have a beautiful outdoor patio where you can get Neapolitan pizza. There's lots of trees covering you. Pilsen Yards has an enormous,
love that spot,
amazing back patio. It's covered during the winter, so it's nice, but then it's just phenomenal during the summer. Rue Diner, also in Hyde Park, and Virtue both have sort of nice sidewalk patios.
Mm-hmm.
And then Reggie's on the Beach, which is actually on the beach. There are lots of little places along the shoreline that you can sort of, they're more like drinking places that I would suggest to, less for the food. But you can close your eyes and sort of imagine yourself 1,000 miles away during the summer especially.
Now, I want to jump right to the phones. My first caller was going to be Chris, who unfortunately has dropped. But I do still want to read what Chris had to say because I think it's worth discussing. He did mention that he lives near outdoor dining and finds that it actually interferes with his ability to use outdoor space. Your thoughts there, Marnie? I mean, it sounds like Chris is probably not alone.
It certainly depends on what the establishment is that has the outdoor seating.
Yeah.
A rowdy bar might be very different from a family restaurant. I think there's always initial concern when outdoor patios are approved for certain neighborhoods or just, any neighborhoods with lots of families because they worry about the noise levels and how late it might go. in the vast majority of cases, it seems that the concerns are abated once the restaurant moves in. I think restaurants know that they have to work with people. They have to work within the communities they serve, and most of them do a tremendous job of it.
Yeah. With your thoughts there, Nick?
Yeah, I think
it's not for everybody.
It's not. It's definitely not for everybody. And yeah. I know many people who simply don't like to eat outside. Sometimes that includes me. And so I can see how this is not something, you know, you have to make compromises, I guess, is the word, name of the game here.
Yeah. Let's hear from Gokhan in Logan Square. Hi, Gokhan. Welcome to Reset.
Hi, Sasha. How are you?
I'm doing well. What are your thoughts?
Thank you. I wanted to name Harding Tavern on Milwaukee. It's a really cool place to hang out. In terms of neighborhood activities, definitely people in the immediate vicinity need to be communicated with. So their thoughts and feelings should be taken into consideration. Also, outdoor eating is a fantastic experience for most people. But also, we have to remember that the streets and sidewalks do belong to the people. So when we have, like some restaurants will take so much space mm-hmm. on the sidewalk that you can barely walk through,
right.
it turns into a bottleneck. So aldermen, alderwomen should actually personally go into the places before they approve a permit
yeah.
and see the place with their own eyes on a Friday night or Saturday
yeah.
evening.
Yeah, you bring up some good points there, Gokhan. Thank you so much for sharing. Nick, give us some recommendations outside of the city, will you? What are some good spots that you love in the suburbs?
So yeah, the suburbs, they have a little bit more space. You can have a little bit bigger patio.
Yeah.
So one of the ones that I've been, I haven't been yet, but I've been obsessed with trying to get there is Lindy's Landing in Wakanda, which is not the Black Panther movie, but they pronounce it the same way.
Okay.
And then, but this is like a lake. So it's like a beach that you can sit at
wow.
while you're eating. So that
must have an amazing view.
Yeah.
So on you top get of some good food.
And the beach. Oh. This is nice. Yeah. Maison Sabica in Naperville is a Spanish restaurant. It looks like this old, like, colonial house with these big gardens, and it has just a gorgeous back patio. It is often rented for events, as it should be, but hopefully you can sneak in there. That's one that's been open for a while,
I believe, in
Naperville.
Any hidden gems, Marnie, that you're feeling generous enough to to share with us?
Yes.
Maybe something with a big patio, something with a scenic view.
Well, you know, something that I have come back to again and again is one of the more clever outdoor dining situations I have encountered, which is at Beer Shop in Oak Park. It is a beer shop. Mm. It has, you know, tables at which you can, like, sip a beer, but you can just pick up to go. But during the pandemic, they fully built what they call their chalet. And I think it sits on maybe two parking spaces in the parking lot. But it is like a small house structure with no windows. So there's a nice cross breeze, but there's always shade. It feels like a full extension of the shop itself. And I just think it's so clever every time I go.
Oh, wow. Love that. Let's hear now from another caller. Here's Abina in North Kenwood.
Hello, Sasha. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Thank you. I just wanted to share one of my favorite spots on the south side. It's
yes.
in Hyde Park. It is Acion Bistro. It's
Ooh.
An Italian restaurant, and it's located in the courtyard. So they've got a covered patio that's actually open more months outside of the summer months because they're able to heat it. And it's just a beautiful place for brunch, unlimited mimosas, great breakfast burgers, but also really awesome
Yum.
Italian cuisine.
Oh,
right
I love
in
that. Thank you so much for that. I'm writing it down, Abina. Appreciate your call. Let's hear now from Joshua in North Park. Hey, Joshua.
Hey, how's it going?
Going well. Thanks for giving us a call. What restaurant are you shouting out?
I'd like to shout out Trey Croner right there in the North Park neighborhood.
Trey Croner. What do you love about it?
It's lovely. It's got a beautiful back patio garden area that has like a Swedish stuga built into it. So it's a fun place to bring the whole family.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Joshua. Appreciate your recommendation. Let's squeeze in another caller. Here's Alan in Midway.
Hey, hello, everybody.
Hey, what's your recommendation?
Mine is El Solazo, Soledo. It's like on 50th and Pulaski, South Pulaski.
El Solazo?
Yes.
Awesome. Putting it on the list. Thanks, Alan. Appreciate your call. We can't forget food trucks, Nick and Marnie. So, you know, festivals across the city, they often include food trucks and other outdoor dining. We know the Chicago Food Truck Festival is also coming up next month. Quick, what's your favorite food truck?
I have straightforward tastes, and I love a good empanada, and 5411 has a great truck.
Yeah. What about you, Nick?
So the food truck scene in Chicago is a bit hobbled. I wish that it were slightly better, but I do know that they are able to operate very effectively in Humboldt Park. And so if you go around, there's a new hot dog truck that just opened in Humboldt Park that's really good.
Yeah.
But there's some great Puerto Rican trucks as well. For some reason, they're able to operate in a more in an easier way and cook the food actually on the truck. There's a lot of regulations that the city has that makes running food trucks really hard in the city.
Yeah.
But so I'm glad in Humboldt Park that they're able to do that a little
bit.
And
I saw you nodding there for some of the recommendations from callers, El Solazo, Trey Croner.
Yeah, Solazo is an amazing back patio in the West Elson neighborhood, I believe.
Yeah. Any recommendations before I let you go along the Chicago River?
Oh, okay.
I love Beatnik. I went there for the first time about a month ago, and I was like, where have you been all my life? Right there, of course.
That's just a total escape. You walk, and you're just like, I don't know where this is now.
It's so beautiful.
It's so amazing.
Yes.
You know, it's hard to go wrong along the Riverwalk. So Pizzeria Portofino is very famous, RPM Seafood, Gibson's Italia, Chicago Cut Steakhouse. If you want to just throw down some money, these are great places to do it at.
Yeah. We'll leave it there. You're listening to Reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. We're talking about the expanded outdoor dining plan that City Council just unanimously approved. And we have been talking with Chicago Tribune food critic Nick Kindlesberger and the Takeout managing editor Marnie Shore. Thank you both so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I want to add another voice to the conversation. Danny Dingle is the owner of the Beer Shop in Oak Park, which you heard mentioned earlier. It offers outdoor options for customers. Welcome, Danny.
Hi, everybody.
So how do you feel about the expanded outdoor dining plan?
Oh, we are so jealous. our chalet is set to be removed at the end of October. So we are soaking up every last minute we have this season.
Oh, man. Tell us about the Beer Shop for those who aren't familiar, Danny.
Sure. So we just came across our 8-year anniversary. My husband, Jack, and I have been running the place for about that long. We went from manager to owner in the past couple of years.
Wow,
and we
congrats.
Are dog. Thank you. We are dog friendly. We are more of a, I would say, community living room than a bar. We are we serve craft beer. We serve local breweries first, and we have boutique wines and dark matter coffee.
Nice.
And we get a lot of families, which is why the outdoor seating has made people just feel so much more comfortable enjoying our space.
So the outdoor options for your customers, what does that look like?
So we have the chalet. It seats about 20 people. And it's a semi-enclosed space. And it's just seated right outside of the shop. We are taking up 3 parking spots, so not the sidewalk.
Yeah.
And the community has been very supportive.
Yeah. And things during the pandemic, how was that for you?
So we initially just had kind of some outdoor chairs and tables and tents like everybody else. And then they blew over and we decided, let's see if we can get a structure.
Yeah.
And that really made the community feel comfortable. Quite a few of our regulars are immunosuppressed and or have dogs or, you know, maybe have wheelchairs. And for so many reasons, outdoor seating, I think, has served our community well.
That's great. Tell us this. What's the best beer to have outdoors?
Oh, this season, it's not for everyone. But right now we have it's called a Cabo Cooler. And it is based on the Baja Blast. You'll find at your
nice.
Local Taco Bell. And it's
nice.
Bright blue and super refreshing. And everyone everyone loves it.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, you definitely have some fans here at WBEZ of that drink for sure. Before I let you go, Dani, remind folks where they can come visit you.
Yeah, so we are in the heart of downtown Oak Park, right off the Harlem Green Line, and the address is 1026 North Boulevard.
Awesome. Dani Dingell, owner of The Beer Shop, thank you so much for checking in with us. This episode of Reset was produced by Brenda Ruiz and Michael Liptrot, and it was edited by Andrew Merriweather and Stephanie Kim. Now, for more food and drink inspiration, be sure to subscribe to the Reset podcast, where you can hear more interviews from chefs and food critics from across the city. That'll do it for Reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. We'll talk to you this afternoon.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.